important stuff.
Good morning, this is Asha.
And Yu Chen.
For your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, victims of crimes across Queensland are still seeking compensation by perpetrators, with some waiting years to receive any real progress. Restitution, a court-ordered penalty placed against perpetrators of crimes for any caused grievances to a victim, are often delegated in the form of a payment plan to accommodate for the offender's financial situations. Approximately 75% of these debts have not been paid off, with $50 million in total outstanding funds that remain unpaid to victims. University of Queensland criminologist Renee Zanhau states she is not shocked by the figures, and whilst she believes victims are entitled to financial compensation, she questions whether the debts are effective for all parties involved. Some of these debtors are incarcerated, while others have limited capacity in regards to income and assets to pay their debt in full immediacy. She states, according to the ABC, the state government allocated more than $450 million in its most recent budget for victim support services. However, many victims are yet to receive compensation due to inabilities for offenders to generate incomes to pay debts off. In other local news, Cairns has welcomed the discovery of possibly the largest coral colony in the Great Barrier Reef and in the world. A remarkable and detailed measurement taken by mother-daughter citizen science duo, part of the Citizens of Reef Great Barrier Census, with the estimated square meterage of 3,971. Serving as a positive example for these types of programs, the impressive nature of the colony not only remains undiscovered but unharmed in the face of mass bleaching, cyclones, and crown-of-thorn starfish. At the moment, with this preliminary data, it is the largest possible coral reef that may receive the record, contending with a reef off the Solomon Islands measuring a long edge of 37 metres and a colony in Nusa Penida measuring 71 metres.
In national news, a Sydney solicitor was arrested at 10 a.m. yesterday at Maroubra Police Station and was charged with multiple fraud-related offences. Police allege that between April 2023 and February 2025, the 45-year-old solicitor at a Bondi Junction law firm had accessed several business and trust accounts and transferred funds to himself. He is alleged to have stolen $14.8 million from clients for gambling. He was refused bail and appeared in court yesterday. Police states that the investigation opened after a referral from the NSW Law Society, which allowed them to uncover the full extent of the alleged offending. In another national news, a federal budget package to bridge the generational housing divide could include curbs to negative gearing in addition to a lower capital gains tax discount. Government sources claimed it would be reasonable to consider both at the same time, but no decision was close to being made. Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have indicated that new housing supplies will not be restricted by any policy. However, during a debate on 7, the Prime Minister himself has ruled out negative gearing, stating that the measure will not boost supply. Opposition leader Angus Taylor says that he is highly unlikely to support any changes, doubting the policy will get more houses built.
In international news, since September last year, locals in the Chin state in western Myanmar have reported intensified airstrikes in recent weeks, bombing villages, leaving people afraid, with the Chin leader stating that a military attack on a medical dispensary demonstrates a clear intent to target civilians and terrorize communities. Locals in Chin allege that the usage of military personnel at a traditional ceremony celebrating identity and self-governance is propaganda to cover up on the ground defenses citizens are currently experiencing. They are trying to demonstrate to the domestic population that they maintain authority over the country's political future, director of the Chin Human Rights Organization states.
For your weather at 11 a.m., it's 26 degrees, yet feels like 27, with 76% humidity and 84% cloud cover. The wind is 19 kilometers per hour from the southeast. That's all your news for 11. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Don't you just know it?
For the first time ever, the Streets bring A Grand Don't Come For Free to the stage, performed live in full on